13, a number that frightens many, a number that lurks in the fog, a number that leads to dismay, a number that we celebrate today. For 13 years, ESPN West Palm has recognized the best Friday night stars from the 561 and 772. Because for 13 years, we have seen gridiron greatness thrive in South Florida. For some, the number 13 means rough times ahead. But for us, it means championships are waiting. For us, it means broken barriers. Welcome to the ESPN Top 63 Awards, presented by HSS. HSS Florida, the world's number one orthopedic provider, is a proud sponsor of ESPN's Top 63 Awards. Choose better, move better. Also presented by Smith Ball Baez and Prather, Safebound Moving and Storage, Land Rover Palm Beach, Duffy Sports Grill, Kaiser University, Shaw Sports Turf, I Think Financial, Pig Beach Barbecue, Cinerama West Palm Beach, Team IP, and the Boca Raton Bowl.
Football season begins right now on the flagship campus of Kaiser University. It is the Top 63 pregame show. Christian Catt here alongside Theo Dorsey, the master of ceremonies from the 561 to the 772, from Vero to Boca to the coast to the muck. The best and brightest in high school football in South Florida are in Kaiser University this evening to see where they are on the list, 1 through 63, 1 through 10 in flag football. Theo, how are you doing tonight?
I'm excited. I'm antsy, man. Like, with that intro with earlier, our guy Jeff Greenwald, our teammate, dropped and gave us 30 push-ups here on his birthday. A special birthday shout-out to him. The energy's flowing here at Kaiser, man. I just can't wait till the players and the families get here. We start handing out these awards.
So what does this event mean to you? As the master of ceremonies the past couple of years, you've got your script ready to go. You know who's on the list and where they fall on the list.
I got the whole order right here in my hand. Nobody else has this in the whole building but me right now. The whole exact order. And I can't give any away.
When did you find out? How long have you been holding these secrets?
Oh, man, it's been about a week and a half. But I think, to me, what this event really means is, like, an opportunity to pour into some of these kids and inspire them and give them some, like, a pat on the back before the season. Just because they're about to go into, you know, the thick of it. They're going to be doing those practices 2-3 hours a day. Coach is going to be yelling at them. They're going to be trying to get into their tails before the season starts. So we want to kind of give them a little love right here.
Yeah, we're shining the spotlight on who you will see on Saturdays and Sundays in the following years. And we give a spotlight to the guys you need to pay attention to now. Not wait until they're in those college and NFL uniforms. Watch them when they are in your backyard in Palm Beach County, on the Treasure Coast. This is where you get the first look at the best and brightest seniors in high school football all across the area.
And like you said, the top 10 flag football players, freshman through senior year as well. So that's such a growing sport right now. It's our third year doing that list, and it does excite me to see that one because sometimes you get, like, freshmen.
Yes.
Freshmen walking through the door, but we've seen them play, and we know that they're going to be great on the Tuesdays and Thursdays and Fridays that they play in the spring.
Right, because going back, this is the 13th year of ESPN's Top 63. Before it was not both 63 and the Top 10 flag, everyone's time here would be their first time being honored here. Now we're going to have girls that they know the drill. They know where to come to Kaiser. They know where to park. They know where to get their badge. They know who's going to talk to them when they walk through the door. But the names that have walked through these halls, the names who have been honored here, it goes on and on. Of course, Lamar Jackson, probably the biggest name in terms of impact they've made on a global scale. Devin Motor Singletary, of course. Most recently, number one, Vandrevious Jacobs, of course, with Vero Beach.
And then Chauncey Bowens last year. Georgia running back out of Benjamin was the last year's number one.
Yeah, play with him on College Football 25.
Come on, he's nice.
He's rated in the 70s for a freshman. That's ridiculous. That's the type of talent we have here in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. There's a ton of awards given out that are not on the ranking of the top 63. Of course, everyone who walks in this building wants to hear their name called last, but that's not the only honor that's being given out. What are some of the other awards that you're most excited for handed out here this evening?
Well, they have the, and I'm sure we'll get to this one because it's the one we have out on a vote right now. You can go on Twitter or Instagram at ESPN West Palm and at ESPN Top 63. The most likely to play on Sunday's one. That one is the most hotly contested one, but we got the Batman and Robin Award. That one is specifically about two teammates that are a tandem on offense that really make things shake, that really give a big threat to defensive coordinators. You have the – this is a new one right here, the Mr. Rogers Award.
Well, explain that one.
This one is overall good guy, good dude. Okay. The person that's in the locker room that you want to hang around, be with, you want to go get food with afterwards, like – everybody is here because they're great football players, but we also want to give a special spotlight to somebody who also is, you know, spreading some joy and energy.
Yeah, because, I mean, for many, this football career is going to end at some point.
Yeah.
If you're a good person, your life's going to be great after your football career.
Never ends.
Never ends. And you mentioned most likely to play on Sundays. That award is going to be hotly contested again on at ESPN Top 63 on Twitter. That's where you can vote for the winner. It's brought to you by Safebound Moving and Storage. It is family-owned, family-operated, Florida's most trusted moving company. They offer temporary and permanent storage options to fit all of your moving and storage needs. Located right in West Palm Beach, Florida, serving all of the great state of Florida. They offer long-distance moves across America and short-distance moves just across the state, across the country, into Florida, out of Florida. You name it, Safebound Moving and Storage does it. They have a strong commitment to the community, which is why they're helping out this area's great high school athletes, partner with the Cotton Bottom Diaper Bank. They provide moving services for nonprofits. Your stress-free move starts when you use Safebound. Safebound.com. Again, that's Safebound.com. Remember, you are always safe with Safebound.
I have one right here that I want to talk about. The awards? Yeah. Or did you want to do most likely Sunday's one?
What's the award you're
winning? I just want to shout it. Homegrown Athlete of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is to an athlete that has stayed at their school for all 4 years. And I think that's a special one because that's also so much more rare. Most of these 63 guys, I'm sure if you cut that list, I would say about 40 of these 63 guys are not even eligible for that award. So it's one of those things that's unique. I like people that stick to it. And just like me with my NFL fandom, man, you got to be committed to one thing and stick to it all the way through.
Yeah, you're certainly committing to a couple of things. You're committed to tucking in your T-shirt to your dress pants. I don't understand that look. We've been going back and forth all before the show. I know you've got a nice suit jacket picked out.
Yeah.
You dress to the nines every top 63 each and every year. But today, a little bit of elbow grease helping set things up.
Yes.
And you'll change into your real former attire when it comes to showtime. But right now, it's the ESPN Top 63
T-shirt. Yeah, it's a white tee.
Thank you to Team IP. But you're tucking in that white T-shirt to your dress pants.
Yes, it's a nice, window pane type plaid, gray dress pants and some white kicks. The reason why I do it, C-Cat, though, is it makes your fit look cleaner when you have a nice tuck in. This shirt is also a large, and I wear a medium, because my body is more of a large up top, but I'm not long enough for larges, so it would be hanging. It looks sloppy to have your shirt out of your pants walking around like this, and I got to uphold the brand.
Well, it's goofy to do it, though. When you have it tucked
goofy.
In, yes, it looks absolutely
looks good.
You tuck in shirts that have collars, that have button up, button down. You don't tuck in T-shirts into dress pants. It's well understood that this is not the final product. It's okay to be sloppy if you're not wearing your suit jacket.
I grew up tucking in my shirt. I used to tuck shirts into jeans. Dom Kennedy is one of my favorite rappers. I'm sure you don't know him. West Coast rapper, great dude. He's got this one bar, shirts tucked in our jeans. We just thought it looked cool. And that's how we grew up. My pops used to like whip my tail if I was a kid and didn't tuck my shirt in.
So you would go tuck shirt in every day at school?
A lot of days growing up. I probably stopped around middle school. But even still, even if I didn't, this is a good look. I think this is an overall good look. I'll take a picture and tweet it out at the ESPN West Palm account. Or ESPN Top 63 account on Twitter, and we'll get the people's thoughts. But shirts tucked into some plaid dress pants is fire. It's modern, it's clean, and it lets people know I mean business.
You're kind of losing me. I just look at it, and it looks like you belong in the early 90s, maybe playing in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's what I kind of see.
That's a good look.
Yeah, in the 90s. You're not bringing the 90s back to 2024.
The 90s are already back.
Well, since says who?
They've been back. You can do 90s fits. I'm not out here wearing, like, you know, the triple tri-colored shirts and a hat flipped up or anything. But this is, I think, a T-shirt dressed tucked in a dress pants, excuse me, is a clean look, especially if you know you're going to be changing into the suit later.
I digress. Yeah. I got a question for you. We're ranking these guys, the top 63 football players, tackle football young men here in the building today, but you mentioned the award we mentioned brought to you by Safebound Moving and Storage is most likely to play on Sundays. Mm. To the uninformed individual, maybe the informed individual, they might take that as, well, if you win most likely to play on Sundays, you have to be number one on the list. Mm. Where do you delineate the two? Are they the same thing to you or are they not?
They can't be, right? Because if you look back to our previous list, a lot of number ones never made it to play on Sundays. You look back at our previous list, a guy like Lamar Jackson, a two-time MVP in the NFL, a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, and a guy that was a few plays away from a Super Bowl last year, he was number two. So to me, it's like there's some guys that are built in a way where you're like, we know that that guy's going to be a pro in some sense, right? Maybe not a superstar, maybe not a guy that is, you know, doing what Lamar does, but he's going to make it to the professional level. And then there's the guy that is the best high school football player in the state or in the county right now. And those two could be two different things.
Do you think that has to do with body composition, where someone physically is big enough to compete at the highest levels in the NFL when their time comes? And some guys, they're just not fortunate enough to be born over 6 feet tall. But here in high school, when they're not playing with the biggest of dudes in the SEC, when they're not playing in the league, they can still compete at 5'10", at 5'9".
Yeah, and that's similarly, like, there are – guy, like, kind of like those college quarterbacks where you're like, he's going to win the Heisman or compete for it, but he's not a pro, right? I wouldn't say that any of these guys that are in the top 10 or 15 don't have the chance to make it to Sundays, but you can tell which one is like a guy that's definitely going to do it. There's a difference between a great prospect and a great player, and I think that between our panel and the coaches that we get advisement from and everybody that pours into making this list isn't about who's the best prospect. It's about who's the best player. The most likely to win on or play on Sundays, more so about the best pro prospect.
And we're going to have so many media members here to check out the best and brightest in the 561 and the 772. I got a question for you that won't give away too much information on the list, but you had votes. You saw other people's votes. Were there guys, who were the guys that you were fighting for that you thought were unfairly rated, maybe too far down the list from other voters, like Brian Rowitz, kind of the master of the list, and you thought, wait a second, Brian, that guy's not at 45. He's in my top 10. Is there someone like that to you?
So this kid right here is a guy that is an athlete. He plays all over the field. He could play offense, defense. I've seen him make waves. There weren't a lot of people, like, you know, going against him. He didn't have detractors, but I think I'm higher on him than consensus when I do look at the list, though he is pretty high up, and that's the athlete at Cardinal Newman, Zanai Scott. Like, first of all, he's got pedigree. His big brother right now is a cornerback for Illinois, likely going to be a guy that can contend to be an NFL draft pick down the line there in Xavier Scott. And then Zanai Scott is a dude who he could play safety. He's a great running back. He could probably play a little bit of corner if he wanted to as well, and he returns kicks. Like, he's one of those dudes where it's like you want him at any point in the game. You want him on the field, and you want him in a place where either he can put his hands on the ball or be disruptive. I think he's going to have a huge senior year.
Now, we're ranking these guys 1 through 63. We're ranking these ladies 1 through 10. How do you get to that formula in terms of ranking and rating? What's the pie look like? Is it 50%? What their numbers look like? 25%? How the eye test, you watch their film and what that looks like. Maybe their surrounding cast is guys who are on the list, and maybe some of the surrounding cast is guys who are on this list. Maybe they don't have a whole lot of help. Maybe they do have a whole lot of help. What are you paying attention to in terms of how you're ranking these individuals?
Well, number one, I like to see who got the most swag, right? Like, but in seriousness, you have to take the stats into context. But then there's so many guys that are on the list that don't really have stats. Like, what do you do for the left guard for Benjamin? And what do you do for, like, a nose tackle at a school where it's like, yeah, he's great at plugging up gaps, but he's not getting, you know, actual numbers when it comes to tackles or sacks. So you do have to keep stats at a priority, but you do have to also consider other things. And some of those things are, how highly are they rated when it comes to the people that do this for a living, like 24/7 sports? How many offers do they have to these major schools? And on top of that, like you said earlier, a guy that is driving winning for a team that doesn't have as many guys that get nominated for a list like this, versus one of those dudes that's at a school where everybody's transferring in. I won't name any names. And everybody, they're loaded with talent, and they're not as big of a piece of the pie when it comes to winning. It kind of factors in.
As much as I am often against preseason lists in terms of ranking teams,
yeah.
ESPN Top 63, we have our own preseason rankings that are coming
come
out
on now.
In a week or so.
Why don't you like ranking teams?
I don't like doing it before any football is played. I get afraid of that because we're projecting how these teams are going to be. And
but then we can't put a little, we need to put numbers by the name so that people can know this is a big matchup.
That's true. That is the ESPN motto. Is we got to boost these ratings by putting little numbers next to the teams to tell you that
it's
you
context.
Need to care about this game.
Yeah.
Peek at your list. Don't tell me any specific numbers. Who are you really excited to watch in 2024?
I'll tell you right now, I'll just keep it G with you. And some people are going to hate me for saying this, but I'll flat out say it. I don't think anybody in this area is beating Atlantic this year.
Okay.
I don't think anybody in this area is going to be able to compete with the Atlantic Eagles and what they have going. They have so much talent on offense, and they always bring a good defense out of Delray Beach. I have a lot of confidence in their coach, Jamel Murray. He's coming back. I think this is his third year. Or is it his second year? I don't know. But I know last year was epic, and now they're bringing in guys like Teddy Hoffman, who's going to be high up on this list. He's one of our guys that's being voted on for most likely to play on Sundays at receiver. They got Desenor in the backfield, a running back that is coming in from out Miami Broward area, who's going to be up here. He's going to be high up on that list. Lincoln Graff comes back as the quarterback. Like, that team is absolutely loaded, and they have a bit of a chip on their shoulder because of what happened to them last year when Wes Boca snuck up and upset them in the playoffs. Yeah. I don't see anybody out here beating them this year.
That had to be the game of the year.
Yeah, that
in
was
terms of what the hail. I forgot the nickname of the play caught the Hail Mary.
Mallory, Hail Mallory. Because of Javian Mallory, who is a junior right now. So he can't even be here. But if he was here, he'd probably be like number one or two.
And with Atlantic, what we saw from them from the 7-on-7 right here, maybe about, I'd say, maybe half a mile away on the flagship campus of Kaiser University. What did you see from Atlantic in person,
gosh.
The first look at this version of their team?
Touchdown Teddy. Like, touchdown Teddy. And, you know, I'm not being biased just because I'm Teddy as well and he's Teddy Hoffman. But that dude there, I think he's committed to App State right now. I guarantee you when this season's done, like, he's going to get tempted because them offers are going to start piling up for him. I hope App State and the whole coaching staff have a hotel room out here in Delray Beach that they're able to just kind of like rent out and like maybe get a timeshare there so they're able to get here every single week. I don't know what the recruiting rules are, but the numbers he's about to put up based off of like how he was scoring touchdown after touchdown after touchdown, he was always open in that 7-on-7. He's already got a connection with Lincoln Graff, and he hadn't even been here. Like, I'm nervous, again, for defensive coordinators that got to face Atlantic, man. It's going to get ugly this year.
One of the best things about sports, and specifically football, is rivalries.
Yeah.
And Atlantic is part of a blossoming rivalry right now with Cardinal Newman. Allegedly,
it's more than a rivalry.
So it's not going to go as far back as the Iron Bowl, but we're seeing bad blood at the 7-on-7. We saw bad blood in the regular season meeting last year, which was the HSS game of the week that myself and the coach Jimmy Bell were on the call for. What are some of the other rivalries that kind of stand out to you and you look forward to each and every year here in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast?
You always, the Martin Bowl, Martin County, South Fork, that's always going to be a good one. I mean, Martin County has dominated it, but I think what they're building out there with Coach Blatch and South Fork, I'm hoping that they start to continue to close that gap. I do see that being something in the next year or so where we can get more contentious games out of those two. Cardinal Newman and Benjamin is always going to be a big show. They both are teams that are notorious for, bringing in a lot of talent. Mm-hmm. Bringing in a lot of talent, right, between Cresser and Jack Daniels. I mean, I guess kids want to go there and play football because they also send kids off to play on Saturdays. But those two schools, I remember 2 years ago, they had this lightning delay game where they played the regular season game like 3 or 4 different times in that year because they had to keep on postponing it and replaying it and whatnot. There's no love lost between them two, and there's a lot of talent on the field every time they play.
We are broadcasting to you live on ESPN 106.3 from the flagship campus of Kaiser University for the ESPN Top 63 event. The event kicks off at 7 o'clock. We're here live from 5 to 7 o'clock. I'm here with Theo Dorsey. You can hear every single weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. on the airwaves of ESPN 106.3 on YouTube at Theo Speaking. Theo Dorsey, the master of ceremonies tonight. Quick preview, what's going to go on this evening?
Man, one of the most special things we have is we're going to be giving out the I Think Financial Changemaker Award. And that one, that I'm anticipating that to be a special moment, maybe the highlight of the night for many people, because the recipient of that award, which is still private, so I can't say, has such a such a resonating story. Right, such a one that is going to move a lot of people in the audience, I would hope. And then also there's another thing I do want to mention while I have you here. There's a kid who's supposed to be playing senior year football here that reclassified, and Amari Williams, who's the number one athlete in the nation. And we were talking with the committee. We got together. You know, we nudged elbows with people, and we made some things happen, and we're going to find a way to honor Amari Williams, who's now going to be playing tight end, DN for Florida State this year, a year early. We're going to try to find a way to honor him tonight as well. So those are some things to look forward to outside of, again, the awards, the list, and then some good food from Pig B's Barbecue.
You mentioned that historic, heartwarming, heart-throbbing award from I Think Financial. I Think Financial, they're proud to support the ESPN West Palm Top 63 Awards and recognize a deserving student-athlete with a $2,500 scholarship from the I Think Community Foundation. I Think Financial Foundation's mission is to improve the lives of children and families in the communities we serve. If you don't like your bank, come experience why their members love I Think Financial. For more information, visit ithinkfi.org. Once again, that is ithinkfi.org. I Think Financial, better banking the credit union way. Theo, thank you so much for your time. You've got to do a wardrobe change because
yes,
I cannot
sir.
Stomach seeing you in a tucked-in t-shirt for any longer. Good luck tonight. Do some voice training exercise.
Yes.
You get to blabber with me for longer than I told you I was going to have you here
all
for.
Good.
But I'm looking forward to the exciting countdown from 63 to 1, from 10 to 1 here at Kaiser University. We're going to take a quick break and be right back here live at Kaiser University.
Welcome to the ESPN Top 63 Awards, presented by HSS. HSS Florida, the world's number one orthopedic provider, is a proud sponsor of ESPN's Top 63 Awards. Choose better, move better. Also presented by Smith Ball Baez and Prather, Safebound Moving and Storage, Land Rover Palm Beach, Duffy Sports Grill, Kaiser University, Shaw Sports Turf, I Think Financial, Pig Beach Barbecue, Sinorama West Palm Beach, Team IP, and the Boca Raton Bowl.
Welcome back to Kaiser University here for ESPN's Top 63 Awards. Christian Catt here. Not joined by Theo Dorsey anymore. He's got important matters to attend to, so I know where I want to get information on the prospects that are here on this list here this evening. He's gone through as much tape as I can imagine. That is Jeremy Marks Peltz. Reach him on Twitter at JMP1063. JMP Football. What's up, man?
C-Cat, good to be on with you, man. Another top 63. It's 13 years. It's crazy.
13 years? Have you been here for every single one of them?
I have, which just means I'm old.
How has this event changed from when you went to ESPN's Top 63 first edition to now unlucky or lucky number 13?
Oh, my goodness. It's been night and day. And obviously, like, the first, you know, just so many things. Brian Rowitz, you know, who's our oversees all of our content, has been, you know, really front and center since the first one. And Stephanie Prince, our market manager, and then, of course, Steve Palatino or Evan Cohn, who helped conceive this idea. But, yeah, I mean, it started off as us conceiving a list because, you know, there is no countdown, and there still is no real countdown like this in terms of blending the Palm Beach County and Treasure Coast areas. And then it became about making it a really cool event. And, you know, it still is a really cool event, but I think what we've seen, Christian, the last 3 or 4 years, the importance of the players and the coaches of seeing not just who's number one, but the kids on the list. Like, and you're starting to see more and more kids, you know, put on their highlights or put on their notes, you know, member of the ESPN top 63 list. So I think those are the things that have really grown. And then obviously I think this is the second year that we've done the, you know, the girls flag football top 10.
Absolutely. And, of course, Pig Beach Barbecue is going to be here catering the event. I'm excited for that. That's one of the things that I look forward to each and every year. Pig Beach Barbecue going to be in the building. Football is here, and Pig Beach Barbecue is ready to cater your next tailgate party. Our amazing menu will make your house the go-to spot for every game. Our Barbecue XL is perfect for your weekend watch party. That is Pig Beach Barbecue. You can also go to Pig Beach Barbecues. That is the headquarters where you want to watch your games on all of their screens. State-of-the-art video wall with a next-level sound system. Pig Beach Barbecue on 2400 South Dixie Highway, home of the two-time Burger Bash champion and world champion barbecue. Also, might I add, great sweet tea, and their coleslaw is probably one of the better coleslaws I've ever had. They put pineapple in it, which...
They got two different coleslaws. That's like they true. Got the pineapple, they got the vinegar, if you don't like necessarily the mayo. And I've had both of them. They are amazing.
It's ridiculous. Pig Beach Barbecue, shout out to you guys. Always investing into our area's future. One of the awards that I can't stop talking about, I can't stop thinking about, is the most likely to play on Sundays. And the nominees for that award, presented by Safebound Moving and Storage, Teddy Hoffman from Atlantic, TJ Alford from Vero Beach, Ty Jackson from Seminole Ridge, and Wade and Charles from Palm Beach Central. How did you make your decision when you're putting your opinion known in the matter of deciding the most likely to play on Sundays?
Yeah, and so when I was looking at the tape, and this is always when I'm thinking of, you know, who's most likely to play on Sundays and even, like, who that number one prospect is, it's who's the guy that can step in. I know we're talking about playing on Sundays, but who's the guy that can step in on Saturdays in a major college football program and just immediately make an impact and look like he belongs on the field? And the guy that I kept coming back to was TJ Alford from Vero Beach, who he just does everything well as an inside linebacker. He flies to the ball. He's very instinctual. He tackles really well, which I don't think there are a ton of high school players that – you know, you have huge hits, but in terms of, like, you know, perfect tackling technique, Alford, you know, consistently was doing that. In terms of pass coverage, you know, he can cover in man, linebackers, running backs. He had a couple really impressive zone drop reps where, you know, he's reading the quarterback, he's making athletic plays, you know, and he's guarding, you know, when you're playing zone, you know, he's guarding everybody from those running backs and tight ends to sometimes speedy wide receivers and crossing routes if they're coming into that shallow middle area. So, you know, there are a couple, I mean, those names that you rattled off, I mean, all of them, you know, wouldn't surprise me if all of them are making an impact on Sunday. The guy, though, to me, that just looks like a college football player right now, whether he ends up at Ohio State where he's committed to or someplace else, is TJ Alford.
What? How do you measure the maybe the level of the opponents that we've seen these guys on tape against, where if you're playing a bunch of ranked schools all season long, your numbers might not be there, the competition you're playing might make you look a little bit jumping off the film versus someone maybe at a smaller school who's a bigger fish in a smaller pond? How do you weigh that in how you're judging these guys?
Yeah, it's a great question. So, I mean, for me, somebody like a TJ Alford, somebody like a Ty Jackson, like I'm not really thinking too much about, because they have real quality opponents, unless you're seeing, you know, a major drop-off between when they're playing, you know, a Treasure Coast versus, you know, a real lower-level school in Palm Beach County or the Treasure Coast. Unless you're seeing that consistent drop-off, you know, I don't think the level of competition is as much. Now, for somebody like Teddy Hoffman, who was incredible at St. Andrews, and I'm not saying, you know, he's not going to be great, but going from St. Andrews to Atlantic, when you're consistently playing better competition and you've got more players and it's just a totally different level, you know, that's going to be interesting, and that is something that I want to see. Can he replicate what he's doing, or was that just somebody that was dominating, you know, in smaller school competition?
For athletes that are not going into their senior year that want to be on this list when their time comes, whether they're a freshman, sophomore, or junior, what can they do to ensure that they are seen, that they are represented here when their senior year comes?
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I mean, I think, you know, it depends on position. So if you're a skill player, I mean, obviously production is huge. You know, I think because coaches, we do talk to coaches, you know, being a really good fit in terms of scheme, in terms of culture, in terms of being a leader. For me, this is just something huge with high school football. And, you know, you watch a highlight tape, mm-hmm. and everybody's highlights look great. But, you know, when you watch games, you can tell who has a motor 100% of the time and who doesn't. Who are the receivers that, you know, when you've got a bubble screen coming to their side and they're supposed to block, they're out there leading the way versus the guys who, when their number's not called, when the play is not going to them, they're kind of just standing around. And, you know, I think both with this event, but more so when you're looking at, you know, getting offers and, you know, those major schools, they're going to see everything. Like, yeah, they're going to see the 5 minutes you put on huddle, but they're going to talk to coaches. They're going to get coaches tape. So I really think that effort, motor, leadership, some of the intangibles, you know, it's not more important than the tangibles, but it is certainly important.
JMP at JMP1063, JMP Football. You might know him by any of those aliases, but you know him if you consume ESPN 1063 content. You watch more tape on quarterbacks than anybody I know. At the high school level, what do you need to see from a quarterback to tell you not only is he top 63 material, but he is a guy that we're going to watch on Saturdays and possibly Sundays?
Yeah, so in terms of a quarterback, I think there are two buckets in terms of when you look at production. You look at guys that run a more college-based offense, or because you see, and you know, you played high school football, you see some of the, you know, the college and pro-based concepts in high school. But is it a quarterback that can read the full field? Or is it a quarterback that's a one-read quarterback, a one-read and run, or, you know, a two-read quarterback on one side of things? And, you know, maybe they're running like a vertical route and a flat route, and he's really, you know, reading only one defender. So for me, you know, the first thing is, you know, do you have that quarterback that can see the whole field? Even if they're not consistently going to, like, their fourth progression, you know, they have that capability of doing that. I love, and honestly, I don't know how often this happens on at the high school level and even the college level, depends, but quarterbacks that can set their own protections, quarterbacks that, you know, have the ability to audible, you know, even if it's like a check with me where, you know, they see something defensively and, you know, they're talking to their coach or their play call or whoever they're, you know, communicating with, can we change the play? So those type of things, along with obviously the skills. And you know what, Christian, like, if it's the pros, if it's college, if it's high school, I have to admit, not that short quarterbacks can't win. I'm a sucker for the 6'4", 6'5 guys with a cannon of the arm. That's why, you know, I love the Josh Allens, you know, the Lamar Jackson, the Justin Herberts, the Trevor Lawrences, even if these guys, you know, haven't been completely consistent. I mean, Josh Allen has, but, you know, I love the guys that have the traits that, you know, are the kind of the perfect ensemble of the position.
Now, I'm a man who knows what anxiety is all about. Is there any anxiety for you when you're putting pen to paper in terms of where guys are ranked where, so that you don't have, I don't know, maybe a two-time MVP who played in the AFC Championship game last year, so you don't have him not at number one again? Is there any fear in your mind where you kind of hope that whoever you got at number one ends up being number one and proves it at the next level?
Wait, so are we talking about NFL quarterbacks, or are we talking about high school?
I'm talking about who you're voting for in high school ends up being a product
Sundays. Yeah.
We're talking about how Lamar Jackson was not ranked number one
year. What's interesting, and I don't think I've only grinded tape for a few years, so that was probably when I didn't know, not that I know anything about football now, but.
So what you're telling me is if you grinded tape in Lamar Jackson's senior year of high school, there was no way in hell that he would not be number one.
I don't know about that, because this is what I remember. So Lamar Jackson wasn't Lamar Jackson until his senior year of high school. I mean, he was really good. He started his career at Boca, but, like, I think he was still a little bit of an unknown quantity. I mean, he was number two, so people knew about him. But, like, you know, that highlight where he does the video game move on that bootleg, which that's, you know, we got that on film. That was his senior year of high school. And Tavon Coney, I watched a lot. I called some of his games at Palm Beach Gardens. And he's still in the NFL. He had a really, really good career. I don't know, like, between Coney and Jackson who I would have picked, but that's one of those that, like, it looks worse than it is now. In terms of evaluating, like, this is the hard part of this, Christian, is are you evaluating who is the best player in high school football regardless of what their college prospects are, or are you evaluating, like you said at the beginning, who's most likely to play on Saturdays or Sundays? Because for me, T.J. Alford is that guy that is, you know, looks like he's ready to step into Ohio State. If you're looking at production-wise, a guy that plays linebacker at a high level, wide receiver and kick returner, Ty Jackson of Seminole Ridge, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes number one because, you know, he's just all over the field making plays. And by the way, he's a really good college prospect too. So I think that's like an interesting question in terms of what is the real criteria and how do you balance if it's both? How do you balance that out?
So much of tonight is about these student athletes who are going into their senior years or not their senior years on the girls flag football top 10 list. But a portion of today's festivities will be honoring new top 63 Hall of Fame inductee Brian Dodds. What can you say about how much he's affected Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast as a high school football coach?
Yeah, he's great. He was, and I called a lot of his games especially when he was at Park Vista. He was like the dean of the public school coaches, I think the bridge is the gap is like kind of bridged now, but years ago there was kind of like public schools were one area. Private schools were another. There were in some cases no love lost between those schools because, you know, and this was before kids could transfer anywhere, but, you know, a lot of times you'd have, you know, private schools poaching public school kids. So there were different mindsets, and Brian Dodds was kind of the voice of those public school high school coaches. Plus, you're looking at somebody, I mean, Park Vista is a big school, but not necessarily historically a big power. And, you know, the players that he coached, Trey Mason, who was an absolute animal in high school football, had a great college career, played some in the NFL, and some other players at Park Vista. But and he was always just Brian Dodds, just total professional with us. And that's the least of, you know, the least of my concerns is how they treat, you know, the media. But Brian Dodds to me was just somebody that was like class personified. And I think like had a really good, like was like a really good stabilizing force, you know, amongst those public school coaches.
At JMP1063 on Twitter. That's Jeremy Marks Pelps, JMP Football. You can catch his stuff on TikTok. What's your TikTok at again?
JMP1063.
You can find it if you go on his Twitter because he can break down the film like the best of them. We've got an all-team meeting that you've got to get to, so we'll take another quick break here on ESPN 1063.
Welcome to the ESPN Top 63 Awards, presented by HSS. HSS Florida, the world's number one orthopedic provider, is a proud sponsor of ESPN's Top 63 Awards. Choose better, move better. Also presented by Smith Ball Baez and Prather, Safebound Moving and Storage, Land Rover Palm Beach, Duffy Sports Grill, Kaiser University, Shaw Sports Turf, I Think Financial, Pig Beach Barbecue, Sinorama West Palm Beach, Team IP, and the Boca Raton Bowl.
Back here live at the flagship campus of Kaiser University for the 13th annual ESPN 106.3 Top 63 unveiling event brought to you by HSS Florida. But this event would not be possible without any of our just amazing partners, and one of which is Smith Ball Baez and Prather. Florida Injury Lawyers, proud to be presenting the sponsor of High School Game Day on ESPN 106.3. Again, you can catch High School Game Day once we get into football season, a.k.a. tonight, every single Friday night on ESPN 106.3, where I will have the call on the HSS Game of the Week. If you've been in a car accident, call now for a free consultation. Evidence fades away. Witness accounts get blurry. Don't delay in getting your free consultation. The sooner you call, the sooner the lawyers at Smith, Ball, Baez, and Prather can start putting their extensive experiences and resources to work for you. You do not pay anything unless they make a recovery for you. So you can call right now at 500-HELP. Again, that is 500-HELP, 500-HELP. If you've been injured, the lawyers at Smith, Ball, Baez, and Prather will help. Call them now at 500-HELP, 500-HELP, H-E-L-P. With Smith, Ball, Baez, and Prather, help is just a local phone call away. Offices in Palm Beach Gardens, Boca Raton, and Port St. Lucie. Again, my name is Christian Catt here live at Kaiser University for ESPN 106.3's Top 63 event. We will be honoring Top 63 Hall of Fame inductee, special guest coach Brian Dodds, who has coached over double digits of players who will be in the building tonight. He has made a massive impact on Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast High School football. You heard it from JMP Football himself that he was like really the dean of the public school football, the bridge between public and private schools. And we will see athletes from 33 different schools here tonight. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at ESPN Top 63. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, ESPN West Palm Play at ESPN West Palm, because if you cannot make it in the building tonight, if you were not invited to this exclusive event tonight, you can watch the entire event live on YouTube at ESPN West Palm on YouTube. Subscribe to that channel while you have a chance. And you, the master of ceremonies tonight, Theo Dorsey, who's getting ready, final preparation in now. You hear Theo Dorsey every single weekday on ESPN 106.3 with his Drive Time show, Theoretically Speaking. Subscribe to his channel at Theo Speaking if you like what you see from him this evening. Some of the exciting awards that we will see here unveiled today: the Assistant Coach of the Year, presented by Smith, Ball, Baez, and Prather, as I mentioned before. The nominees for that, you have Christian Orth from Jupiter Flag and Tackle, Greg Tinsley from Somerset Canyons Flag and Tackle, Dr. Tony Santana from Spanish River Flag Football, Jonathan Rich, Fort Pierce Central Flag and Tackle, and Ryan Levon from Fort Pierce Westwood. That's just one of the many awards that we will see unveiled here today. Another one, one of my favorite awards, is the chemistry you see between quarterback and target. The Batman and Robin 2024 nominees, presented by Shaw Sports Turf. You have Atlantic's Lincoln Graff and Teddy Hoffman, new addition to Atlantic. You have Palm Beach Central's Kamari Williams and Wade and Charles. Over at Benjamin, you have Jaden Vega and Preston Douglas. And at Palm Beach Gardens, you have Myla Alagood and Jyla Stallworth. Another one of our great partners here for the ESPN Top 63 event is Land Rover Palm Beach. Land Rover Palm Beach wants to congratulate all the athletes who made it onto 2024's Top 63. If you notice a performance from one of these athletes, make sure to nominate them for the Land Rover Player of the Week by DMing ESPN West Palm on Twitter at ESPN West Palm. You can also lease the 2024 Range Rover Velar S today at Land Rover Palm Beach for only $799 per month with a 48-month lease. Or you can come see the new Range Rover Evoque 250S for just $489 a month. Head over to Land Rover Palm Beach today, located on Okeechobee Boulevard, just past the Turnpike. Or you can visit LandRoverPalmBeach.com to test drive the new 2024 Range Rover Evoque 250S. Land Rover Palm Beach, above and beyond. As I mentioned before, I will be on the call for the Game of the Week on High School Game Day, live on ESPN 106.3. Of course, that show will start at 6 o'clock. Pre-game will be headed up by Colin Russo. Then I'll toss it live from the best games in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. Well, myself, Christian Catt, will be on the call with the coach, Jimmy Bell. And then we'll kick it back to the studio, getting in-game updates from all around the 561 and the 772. We've got voices, we've got faces, we've got boots on the ground everywhere. From north is Zero, as south is Boca, as west is the Muck, as east as the coast. ESPN 106.3, at ESPN Top 63 will be your go-to source for everything high school football this fall in 2024. There is some more projects to be announced later. We'll have the man in charge of these projects later on in the show. Brian Rowitz will join me to preview everything we've got going on in fall 2024 for high school football in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. We love all of our partners that are making ESPN Top 63 possible. I mentioned we'll be live from the HSS Game of the Week every single Friday starting next week. The quality of your choices affects the quality of our lives. So when it comes to how you move, do you choose to see a doctor to go to the number one orthopedic specialist in the world, backed by a team who custom tailor your treatment? HSS Florida. Do you choose to live with limitations or live life to the fullest by going to the place that's number one at getting people back to what they love? Choose better, move better. Choose HSS Florida. Locations in West Palm Beach and Wellington. Learn more at hss.edu/Florida. We love all of our partners here at ESPN West Palm at the ESPN Top 63 event where we are live at Kaiser University, namely HSS Florida. When you choose better, you move better. When we come back, we have much more to get to. Counting down the minutes, 63 minutes to be exact, until we unveil from 1 to 63, from 10 to 1. ESPN Top 63 event live from Kaiser University here on 106.3.
13, a number that frightens many, a number that lurks in the fog, a number that leads to dismay, a number that we celebrate today. For 13 years, ESPN West Palm has recognized the best Friday night stars from the 561 and 772. Because for 13 years, we have seen gridiron greatness thrive in South Florida. For some, the number 13 means rough times ahead. But for us, it means championships are waiting. For us, it means broken barriers. Welcome to the ESPN Top 63 Awards, presented by HSS. HSS Florida, the world's number one orthopedic provider, is a proud sponsor of ESPN's Top 63 Awards. Choose better, move better. Also presented by Smith Ball Baez and Prather, Safebound Moving and Storage, Land Rover Palm Beach, Duffy Sports Grill, Kaiser University, Shaw Sports Turf, I Think Financial, Pig Beach Barbecue, Sinorama West Palm Beach, Team IP, and the Boca Raton Bowl.
And we are back for hour two, counting down the minutes until we unveil the 2024 ESPN Top 63 for the Men's Tackle Football Awards and as well the Girls Flag Football Top 10 here live from Kaiser University. A major shout out to Operations Director Dave Druda for that heck of an opening put together that fires me up. It gives me chills each and every time I hear that wolf howl. Top 13. It's incredible. It's an absolutely ridiculous piece of production that Dave put together for this very special event. And someone who knows very well how a special event that we are taking place here tonight at Kaiser University is joining me to my left. On the other mic, it is Brian Rowitz, who really is the chief of really content operations. He's the chief of Top 63, 13 of these. Can you believe it, Brian?
I cannot. I was there for the first one. I was actually at the event. I had to help set up by bringing a DVD player. That's how long ago 13 years ago is. And then I had to go back to the radio station. But 13 of them, it continues to grow. The excitement. That's one of my favorite parts. Like being out of practice these last couple weeks where everyone knows what Top 63 is. They want to be on the list. There are complainers, that happens, but everyone's excited to be here. It's barely 6 o'clock and they're already rattling in there for some Pig Beach.
It looks like Black Friday. Like kind of lining up outside the sliding glass doors. Everyone wants to get in and get that delicious Pig Beach barbecue, wants to claim their spot for this event. How has this event changed from year one to year 13?
So I think the early stuff was, hey, I'll make it out there if I can. It was one of those things where we would unveil the list 63 through 11 Monday through Friday. So everyone knew where they were outside of the top 10. Who knew they were top 10 didn't know where. Then a few years ago, it was actually the COVID one, which was a virtual show. We're like, let's not tell everyone their number. And it comes out that night. And that's sort of been a different change where now all of a sudden everyone wants to be here. It's the place to be. We have people from as far north as Sebastian, down to Boca, out to the Muck. We have everywhere covered. Like, going through the RSVPs, I believe two or three children did not RSVP, and I still expect them to show up because they're children and they probably forgot to. So that's where we are. It's the point where now every year, anyone we don't that doesn't show up is a disappointment.
And we are here at the home of champions, Kaiser University, a great host of this event.
Yes.
They really treat us well and treat all the student athletes here well. They are all over the flagship campus here at Kaiser University in West Palm Beach. The Kaiser Seahawks have now won 22 national championships, including back-to-back national championships in men's lacrosse, three straight NAIA women's swimming and diving titles, and of course, their first national championship in football this past season. We saw the football team get their rings last night, and that squad looks just as good in 2024. KU has also captured 61 regular season and 63 conference tournament titles, plus a Learfield Cup trophy that I'm looking at right behind
there
us
it is.
Right
yeah.
now.
That goes to all sports. That's how good they are across all sports.
So if you want a quality education, you want to compete at the next level, Kaiser University is an easy choice. Get the latest on Kaiser Seahawk athletics, KUSeahawks.com. That is KUSeahawks.com. Again, Kaiser University is also the host of this evening's events, the ESPN 106.3 Top 63 Awards. So we're unveiling 63 all the way down to 1 for boys tackle football, and we're unveiling 10 through 1 in girls flag football. How much easier was this year compared to last year's flag football unveiling?
I don't know if easy is the word we would go with there. I think the one thing it might have determined is next year it might need to be more than 10. So when we first started, like, oh, getting 10, that'll be easy. We can do that. Now when you have almost 100 flag football nominees, to get that down to 10 isn't easy. And there have been multiple coaches like, how about we do 20 next year? So I'm sure we're years away from 263 list, and I don't know where we're going to end up. Kaiser's going to have to build us an extra wing. But, yes, as that sport continues to grow, as the teams continue to get better, we had multiple teams make deep runs this year, it's harder to get down to 10. So congrats to the ladies that are there on the list tonight, but we might have to expand that a little bit.
What would your advice be for coaches of either on the boys tackle football side or on the girls flag football side to get their athletes on this list? What would you, Brian Rowitz, the all-knowing power of high school sports in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast, what would you say if someone's driving in, going to come to the show tonight, wanted a couple more of their guys or gals on the list?
So that's the thing I think everyone forgets. They just say, hey, my guy's not on the list, I'm going to complain. We go to the coaches. All these nominees come from coaches. We're not building that list without the involvement of every single coach in the area. I would love to go through and see how many texts I sent this year, because, or this month, not even year, where texting all these coaches like, hey, coach, need your nominees. Hey, coach, need your nominees. And that's how we build that list, and we see it on both sides. And the coaches that go to bat for their players oftentimes get their players on it, like giving me the backstory of, hey, this is what they've done. Stats obviously matter, but speaking more to them goes a long way. So step one for the coach, answer your text, and it comes down to that.
One of the many awards that we're going to be handing out this evening is the Batman and Robin 2024 nominees, which are Lincoln Graff, Teddy Hoffman from Atlantic. You have Kamari Williams and Wade and Charles from Palm Beach Central, Allegood and Stallworth from Gardens, Jaden Vega and Preston Douglas at Benjamin. What goes into that decision? Who's going to take that home award?
So that's the fun one, because like coming up with the duos, and you look at that list this year between Atlantic, Benjamin, and Gardens flag, that's quarterback to receiver. Those are duos we're going to see a lot of touchdown throw, quarterback and tight end with Benjamin. And then Palm Beach Central, it's receiver and receiver, because that wide receiver room is so deep. They have four guys here tonight on the list, and they still have underclassmen that'll catch some balls also. So in Witten and Kamari, you have two receivers there making it their part of that list. So those are the guys and the girls that are going to put up points. We saw the Gardens flag, and they're going to be honored tonight, which will be cool.
Of course, the Batman and Robin Award is brought to you by Shaw Sports Turf. Shaw Sports Turf is a world-class artificial athletic field provider for every level of play with over 3,500 installations in North America. They're more than just fields, people. They are centerpieces and rallying points for schools and communities. Shaw Sports Turf is proud to be the turf provider for Tropicana Field and the Tampa Bay Rays, as well as Lone Depot Park and the Miami Marlins. It's not just baseball, though. Shaw was also the turf provider for the Cincinnati Bengals, ever heard of them, and the Manning Passing Academy. Follow Shaw Sports Turf on social media or visit ShawSportsTurf.com for more information. That is Shaw Sports Turf, a proud partner with ESPN 106.3, a proud supporter of the ESPN Top 63 event. I've gotten two opinions on this matter already about who is most likely to play on Sundays and how, if it does or if it doesn't, differ from who is ranked number one on our ESPN Top 63 list. What say you, Brian Rowitz? Is it different to you in your mind, or are the qualifications the same?
So, to take you behind the curtain a little bit, we debated that one up until literally this morning. We've been going back and forth like, well, what about this guy? Well, what about that guy? Well, why don't we just give it to this guy? So, ultimately, what we decided was, we're not going to decide. We put it on social media. We put it on Twitter. We put it on Instagram. The people will decide. What I will say is, maybe it ends up being an MVP Offensive Player of the Year type thing. You don't always see the quarterback that wins Offensive Player of the Year win MVP. Maybe it ends up being that. But ultimately, whoever wins that award wasn't our choice. It was social media. The people decided.
We have the ESPN Top 63 Top 10 poll in terms of teams coming up very soon.
Yes.
You can find us on social media at ESPN Top 63 on Twitter, on Instagram as well. Early feelings, early thoughts. Theo told me that he is just straight bullish on Atlantic. He's
okay.
In love what they're doing. He can't get his eyes off of that duo we're going to see this year with Hoffman and Graf. Who sticks out to you without giving away anything too
sure.
critical?
Well, I think another award that people can actually vote on as they walk through the doors and on social, the team to beat, there are five teams we put there. West Boca, which is unbelievably loaded on their junior class. Only two guys represented tonight. Palm Beach Central and Cardinal Newman, both with five guys tonight. Those are records for both those schools. Atlantic's up there, and Vero Beach is always going to be Vero Beach. So those five teams are going to be the ones that make a run. And ultimately for us, hopefully bring a state title, because it's been too damn long since we've had a state title come to Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast.
What's the trend looking like? Is the area getting closer to that than getting further away year over year? You're kind of seeing it before you. Again, you've been here for each and every ESPN Top 63 event, so you've seen the evolution of transfer portal with NIL now going to be becoming a factor. What direction do you think football is going in the area?
Yeah, I mean, it's always, you ask any coach, all the same thing. The portal is the big part of it. A lot of times we see guys, sophomore, junior year, like, oh, that's going to be a top 10 guy, top 63, and they're not here senior year because they transferred to Broward and Dade. So you look at the list tonight, you look at our top 20, those are legit studs that can play anywhere in the state. They're staying home. They're playing for their teams as some underclassmen as well. So to me, that's a trend in the right direction, that they want to stay home, which they should, and ultimately help their teams win.
You know, when it comes to college football, when it comes to NFL football, grabbing the headlines is always a signal caller. It's always the quarterback. What type of quarterbacks are we seeing this evening?
Yeah, we got a few of them. You mentioned Lincoln Graf a little bit. Jaden Harrington from Somerset Canyon has put up some big names. Jaden Vega from Benjamin, you know, a lacrosse star also, just committed to Brown to play lacrosse and football. The skill guys will get attention, but the quarterbacks are going to sling it around as well this year to make some noise.
We've got dual sport athletes up and down this list. Do you think, just in your Brian Rowitz mind, do you think that helps someone on the football field?
So I always debate where it is because I feel like it's very split going around the nation. And talking to Eric Kresser from Benjamin this past spring, I went out to one of their spring practices, and there was like no one there. I was like, Coach, are you practicing today? And he's like, oh, yeah, these guys are running track. These guys are playing lacrosse. Both teams are making state title runs. I was like, oh, is that an issue? Goes, not at all. I want them to play other sports. He wants them out there. This is a guy that played at the highest level, went to Canada to play also. So for him to have that mindset, I was like, oh, that makes sense, as opposed to the specialization where you're playing 7-on-7, you're playing a lot of football. But it was cool to see that where I think there were maybe 15 guys at that spring practice. They weren't playing a spring game, but they have a state title now in lacrosse. They're always state champs in track. So let those guys get out there and get different experiences.
How about 7-on-7 football? We had our second ever 7-on-7 tournament here at Kaiser University in the Flag Football Showcase as well, just about a quarter mile away. What did you see from the 7-on-7 tournament this year that gave you a sneak peek at what the tackle football product's going to look like this year?
I think it's always funny seeing people's reactions that aren't from here. Maybe that's their first taste of Florida football. We're fast. Florida football is fast. Like, a lot of our teammates sometimes come from the Midwest where they build offensive linemen and they're going to knock you over and eat their corn. That's not here. Our guys are fast. They're going to blow by you. They're going to go over you. And that's what you see on 7-on-7. And it's cool to see that. That's sort of a precursor to an event like this where we see some of these guys out there. Maybe we're growing next year. Maybe a little spoiler there. But to see all those teams out there and see them compete, that's the fun part for me.
We're getting ready for ESPN Top 63 event live from Kaiser University, brought to you by HSS Florida. Christian Catt here alongside. What's your title for this event? We call Theo the Master of Ceremonies because he's behind the mic. Are you like the man behind the curtain?
I am the PowerPoint button presser.
All right.
So there we go. We've run through some. Knock on wood, we're good. It's the most nerve-wracking part of the evening. I wish I could sit back and just enjoy it, but everything's going to play. We're going to see who the numbers are because the kids are going to introduce themselves. We're not going to go up there and read names. We have videos of each and every kid introducing themselves. We'll have the award. We have a little, speaking of Theo, a little Rinaldi piece.
Okay.
He did some work there, getting his Tom Rinaldi on. They might need some tissues in there later tonight.
You know, you're far too humble to say it yourself, but you are the reason why ESPN West Palm is known for its high school sports, and they are the leader in this field. Things are changing this year for the better. What can we expect without giving away stuff that we're not supposed to give away quite yet? Or do we have stuff we can give away?
I think we can, yes. We did it a little bit at the end of the spring. YouTube.com/@ESPN West Palm, ESPN West Palm Play. That's where this show will be live streamed tonight. You'll see the event. Every Friday night we'll be there with highlights. We're going to be out at every single game, putting together a schedule for next week, which don't even count. I believe we'll have at least 13 games that we're going to have cameras at. We're then going to recap it every Friday night, 11:30 p.m. Theo Dorsey, special guest, but going through all those games, showcasing the best football in the area in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast.
We got to go down the list of places that you've got to hit the follow button on, places that you've got to hit the subscribe button on. We got at ESPN Top 63 on Twitter.
Yep.
Follow that immediately. We've got YouTube, youtube.com/@ESPN West Palm for ESPN West Palm Play. A lot of the video content will be homed right there. Yep. If you like Theo Dorsey, you like the type of content he gives you for high school sports, that's just half the job. He's also on the air every single weekday of ESPN 106.3, talking college sports, talking pro sports, talking everything sports. His show is Theoretically Speaking. Again, that's also on YouTube, live streamed. YouTube.com/@TheoSpeaking. Am I missing one here, Ryan? I think on Instagram, is it Instagram, at ESPN Top 63?
ESPN West Palm on Instagram, or there also, maybe a little bit Facebook. But yeah, Instagram, Twitter, we got it all. And also on the YouTube, if you go to West Palm Play, we got them all there. We got the Portes, we got Questionable Call, everything's covered under there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a lot.
It is a ton of information, and we're happy to have you joining us here on ESPN 106.3 previewing the ESPN Top 63 list, where we will be counting down. Everyone knows that they're on the list.
Yep.
They don't know where they are on the list.
And shout out, by the way, I know we're on radio. Shout out to the dress code. Like, we say wear your draft day best. That is what's happening right now. They're walking a red carpet, and they look like they're walking a red carpet.
Now, if you were a five-star prospect, you're playing football in Palm Beach County, and you were selected on this list. The year is 1942. I don't know how old you are, Brian.
That sounds right.
And this existed then. What are you showing up to in your draft day best?
I don't know. I'm not much of a dresser. Like, I got jeans on. I'm glad we have a station pole. I'm not Theo, who we had to tell he can't have outfit changes tonight. I'm just trying to get there, have a good time, get some Pig Beach, and call it a day.
Pig Beach Barbecue, what's on the menu tonight?
I believe there's some mac and cheese, some potato salad, some pork, I believe. I saw some cornbread. I haven't quite made it over there yet, but it smells great out here.
It's making its way. We're pretty far away. We're like maybe a full football field away from the food. It's enticing me.
Yeah.
I might just drop the headset and notice here dead air until I come over. Then you hear cheering in the microphone here at the ESPN Top 63 Awards. So thankful for all of our wonderful sponsors, one of which partner is Signorama West Palm Beach. Does your business leave a lasting impression? Attractive, eye-catching signs help you stand out from the crowd. They create a strong brand identity. Let the experts at Signorama West Palm help your business get noticed and get effective signage in front of your potential customers. Signorama West Palm can turn your blank windows or plain vehicles into money-making branding machines by drawing customers' attention to your business. If you're looking to leave that lasting impression, call Signorama West Palm, 561-687-7993. Or you can visit signoramawpb.com. One more question for you, Brian, because I know you've got a whole lot to get to. You're everybody's boss here. Everyone reports to Brian Rowitz if they want a question answered. Who is a guy that you've been fighting for to climb up that list, that maybe you have him higher rated than some other voters in the ESPN Top 63 poll?
I think some of the receivers, Wayden Charles, Teddy Hoffman, like those guys that maybe don't get enough credit, them fighting to get up there is going to be an important part for me to say, hey, these are guys that are making those quarterbacks look good and, you know, having the stats and going different places. And ultimately, the guys that go to Florida State go a long way. So, Max Redmond, shout out to you.
But I promise, no bias on the list.
The group effort, the panel.
I think we got a Seminole to my left who has voting power, who feels scorned. I feel like he needs Florida State to be higher on every single poll because they weren't on the ranking list that counted in 2023.
The new season, C-Cut.
That was a joke. That was completely facetious. Do not hold any water in that argument whatsoever. I'm surrounded by Florida State Seminoles right now, by the way. I think my tires are going to get popped. That might be what happened. I won't need a Uber home. But thank you so much for tuning in. We've got more where that came from. live from Kaiser University. It is the ESPN 106.3 Top 63 event. The greatest in high school sports come to one place here to kick off football season. We've got more coming up on ESPN 106.3.
Welcome to the ESPN Top 63 Awards, presented by HSS. HSS Florida, the world's number one orthopedic provider, is a proud sponsor of ESPN's Top 63 Awards. Choose better, move better. Also presented by Smith Ball Baez and Prather, Safebound Moving and Storage, Land Rover Palm Beach, Duffy Sports Grill, Kaiser University, Shaw Sports Turf, I Think Financial, Pig Beach Barbecue, Sinorama West Palm Beach, Team IP, and the Boca Raton Bowl.
Back here live from football headquarters here this weekend in Palm Beach County in the Treasure Coast. It is the 13th annual ESPN Top 63 Awards. The student athletes are walking into the building. They know they're on the list. They don't know where they are on the list. Joining to my left, it is high school football reporter extraordinaire Cade Chumsland joins me because you've got a voice in everything that goes on today. You have had boots in the ground all last season. You've been to practices. You went to the ESPN 7-on-7 tournament. You've seen what these guys have in store, and you're looking forward to what they're going to do come fall in their senior campaign. How exciting is it to see everybody in the building once place?
CCAT, the atmosphere has been absolutely electric here, and we're just half of the time into the doors being open, 30 minutes in just about now, and everyone is showing up. Everyone is excited. Everyone's getting here early. Everyone is anticipating where they're going to be out on that list. And like you said, the fall is going to be absolutely incredible if we're just going to see a little bit of what we saw in the spring football season a few months ago.
It's going to be ridiculous. And wall-to-wall coverage on ESPN West Palm Play on YouTube at ESPN West Palm, where you can see Cade, you can see Brian, you can see Theo, you can see them cover our local student athletes as north as Vero Beach, as east as the coast, as west as the Muck, as south as Boca. If it happens on an athletic field, on a high school field, it will be covered on ESPN West Palm Play. Cade, you're going to be covering these student athletes. Who are you excited to see suit up the pads for fall 2024 the most?
You know, we're going to have some electric wide receiver play come out of this season. I'm looking at a duo in Palm Beach Central led by Wade and Charles. I'm looking at some serious play coming out of Teddy Hoffman from Atlantic. So I'm really excited to see the long ball. And I mean, as a content creator, as a videographer, when you're following that ball go through the air, you know that's going to light up not only the scoreboard, but the highlight reel afterwards as well. So I am really excited to see what type of QB play and wide receiver play what we're going to have coming up this fall. We've got actually an award tonight that is specifically around that type of play. We're calling it the Batman and Robin Award. That's going to the best offensive duo. That duo, whoever wins it, is going to light up everything come fall.
And that's the offensive side of the football. We're going to have well-represented offensive players, of course, on ESPN Top 63 list unveiled starting at 7 o'clock, counting down the minutes, just 31 minutes away. How about on the defensive side of the football? Is there anybody that sticks out to you that you were able to watch during their junior season last year that you're looking forward to? They're going to have a ridiculous senior campaign.
I went to a few different Vero Beach games. TJ Alford is going to be everywhere. You're going to hear his name all over the place tonight. I actually also had the privilege of going to when he committed to the University of Ohio State. And then also on the other side of kind of the southern area of our region, you got Ty Jackson coming out of Seminole Ridge. He has yet to make a commitment, but he is going to be everywhere for the Hawks this season.
Yeah, I can tell you from firsthand account, I was on the in the in-studio coverage, so I wasn't able to make it to as many games as you were. But one of the games I was able to catch on the call for was John Carroll Seminole Ridge, where Seminole Ridge didn't come out on top in that game, but you watch that football game, and there was no doubt in your mind that between those two teams, you could pick out Ty Jackson if he wasn't wearing a number on his back. Just physically, he looked like a specimen that had to be at these awards when he was a senior this year, and sure enough, he is well represented, and he is going to be nominated for most likely to play on Sundays. I've asked each and every guest I've had on the air so far today if they differentiate, where they rank somebody if they're in the top 10, if they rank them number one, if that's the same as most likely to play on Sundays. What do you say? Is there a difference, or is it the same thing to you?
No, it all kind of seems the same to me. There was a Twitter user who just posted on that exact same Twitter poll that we came out earlier with today that basically he was like, listen, all of these guys have the potential to play on Sundays. You're just kind of pick and choosing the best at this point. There's really no clear front runner in this race, I believe. I mean, look at the previous lists that we had for top 63. Lamar Jackson was number two on our list. Devin Motor Singletary was number two on his list. It's not necessarily that you have to be the number one guy or that you have to win the award. It's all going to depend on your college season. It's all going to depend on when you're going to be healthy. And to be honest, C-Cat, I would love to see both TJ and Ty and a lot of these other guys. You got also Teddy, who's making that poll right now.
Hoffman, yeah.
Teddy Hoffman and Wade and Charles are on that poll right now. All of those guys have the potential to go far.
Speaking with Cade Chumslin, high school sports reporter in general with ESPN West Palm Play on ESPN West Palm Play on YouTube at ESPN West Palm. You've got a brand new series that's coming out. We already saw the debut episode that took place on the golf course. Explain to me what you're so excited for rolling out this fall.
We've got some incredible content coming out where, you know, you've always wondered, at least I always remember wondering when I was a kid and I'm seeing these ESPN talent and hearing their voices and watching their faces and wondering just like, okay, I would love to actually see what they can do against me or do against any other Joe out there. And I wanted to give that opportunity to everyone who I knew was thinking the same thing. So what I'm doing is I'm going out and I'm competing against those stars in whatever sport they want to do. I'll see them on the basketball court. You already saw me on the golf course. We'll do some football drills. We'll even go as far as maybe the pickleball court at some point. I want to be able to tell these stories in a way that actually allows the athlete to have some fun as well instead of just sitting in a chair. Next week, we've got a new video coming up. It's coming up this Wednesday where we're doing a three-point contest against one of the best freshmen. He just finished his freshman year for basketball in the state from Inlet Grove. It's going to be an absolute blast. Make sure you're checking that out coming up this Wednesday on West Palm Play.
So think everything you loved in that old show Pros versus Joes. Think everything you love about local content creation. Think about everything you love about the ESPN West Palm brand. Mix it all into one, and you have, what's the name of the project?
It's called Play on Play.
Play on Play. And I don't want to spoil anything yet, but how'd you do in the golf contest?
The golf contest, I honestly did very well. I personally did very well. The guy just played better than me.
The
other guy just played better than me. I don't want to be ashamed of it. He was actually a former teammate of mine in college. We started this whole series off with playing a former college athlete, and he played a really good game, and I held my own, and it was an absolute blast of a time.
You know, ESPN Top 63 Awards, that is where we are broadcasting live from right now, the flagship campus of Kaiser University, the home of champions. It's only right to honor our local high school athletes in this very building. Another big party in South Florida is the Boca Raton Bowl. Palm Beach County's premier college football event is back. Don't miss the 2024 Boca Raton Bowl Wednesday, December 18th from FAU Stadium and broadcasted live on ESPN. Last year's game saw in-state rising power USF beat down Syracuse out of the ACC. What will this year's game have in store? Big names, big teams, but you know there's big action. The 2024 Boca Raton Bowl, December 18th from FAU Stadium on ESPN. Don't miss out. Find more at BocaRatonBowl.com. Kate, I got a question for you. We got Pig Beach Barbecue here catering the event tonight. Have you had a plate yet?
I have, and it was absolutely scrumptious, I should say, C-Cat.
Okay, tell me what goes in the plate. If you're going to a barbecue restaurant, a wonderful establishment like Pig Beach Barbecue, what are you ordering?
Well, so for an event like today, when there is a line that you have to go through, first thing you got to do is you got to check what's all the way down the line before you start putting stuff on your plate at the very beginning.
Smart.
If you're just looking in front of you, that plate's going to be full halfway through the line, and you're going to miss so much stuff later, right?
Yeah, yes.
So what I do is I eye up everything. What I notice is we got some rolls, and Pig Beach Barbecue, fantastic bread rolls going on. So what you got to do is you got to grab a few of those. Then you got to cut them in half and put the pulled pork in the roll. You got to make yourself some little sliders. Now, you just can't have them with the fork. You got to pull them with the sliders as well. Then you got to get some extra chicken. Mac and cheese, absolutely fantastic. I am a mac and cheese lover. I'm a little kid at heart when it comes to that. So half my plate is with the mac and cheese. And then we got the sliders and the meat as well. It is all absolutely fantastic at Pig Beach Barbecue.
I don't know why I asked you that question, because I haven't been able to eat yet. And that really annoyed me, because
That one's on you, buddy.
Yeah, I have to work immediately after we hop off the air. There's no time between. So I'm going to be last pickings at Pig Beach Barbecue, and with how many people are swarming that table right now, there better be something left.
There is going to be something, because the gentleman who's running it right now told us, do not be afraid to have as much as you want. We've got enough to feed an army, so you are all good to go.
Oh, thank everything, really. I've got a question for you. We're going into this 2024 season. A team to beat is an award that will be handed out this evening. Pretty much best team in the area we're expecting to be. Who were some of the teams that stand out to you?
You know, last year I had a tough time the entire season putting Cardinal Newman at number one. They kept scraping away some really hard-fought victories. The one game I actually went to cover for ESPN West Palm, they actually lost. So for me, it was really hard to keep giving Cardinal Newman the number one spot. But at the end of the day, those Crusaders keep coming. They keep fighting. They had a great tough win in the playoffs against Benjamin. And then they held their own a little bit against Chaminade Madonna.
But that's Chaminade Madonna.
Exactly, right? But still, it was a valiant effort. To me, I really don't see a world where the Crusaders do not come out on top this year. But they're going to have a lot of contenders. West Boca has a solid squad this year. They've got a majority of their juniors coming in as seniors, or actually sophomores as juniors. They got a really young team. And then you obviously got Atlantic as well. So for me, it's between Cardinal Newman, West Boca, Atlantic. For right now, until proven otherwise, it's going to be the Crusaders for me.
You know, I've asked three people that question. I've got three different answers.
Very interesting.
The crown is up for grabs. Theodorus, tonight's master of ceremonies, could not stop gushing about the Atlantic Eagles this year. You also had Brian Rowitz really give a lot of love to West Boca after their season last year. Their just drama and just highlight level win in the playoffs, the Hail Mallory that we were able to catch live on the air of ESPN 106.3. That was our HSS Game of the Week. And now you're saying watch out for Newman, which, I mean, not breaking any news, watch out for Cardinal Newman, but that's your pick.
But that's what I wanted to do last year. I wanted to follow all the flashy plays, all the offense. And West Boca was putting up 60 points a week, it seemed like. I wanted to catch all of those. Benjamin had all of, like, what was it, five or four top 63 players on it on its own last year. I wanted Benjamin number one. Palm Beach Central was the only team of our area to go 6-0 to start the season. But at the end of the day, Cardinal Newman was the only one to last the longest. And for me, the Crusaders are the team to beat until otherwise.
So that's your team to beat. Is there anyone who might be flying under the radar who hasn't come up in the conversations we were just talking about that have a real case to be known as the preseason number one team in the area? Is there a team who you think are building something special? Maybe they're not there quite yet, but they're going to build something in 2024?
You know, honestly, a team that we don't really talk about anymore, but that continues to be at the top of people's lists, including mine, and that's the Treasure Coast Titans. And the Treasure Coast has a very simple scheme. Run the ball all the time. And they do it basically better than anyone. But we always keep seeing Treasure Coast getting past Vero, Treasure Coast getting into the quarterfinals of the playoffs, and they've only been a few touchdowns away from getting to semis, getting to states. They are so close. They are on the brink of everything. I think they have a real good shot at getting over the hump in 2024.
We're going to see Dylan Charles from Treasure Coast represented on this list here this evening. Cade, we've got a lot of games to broadcast on the air this year, and we're going to be at even more games than we're going to broadcast. It's going to be an unbelievable season. What are your responsibilities for 2024?
You know, I'm going to be everywhere. What was that movie? Everywhere, Everywhere, All at Once?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be me. I'm going to be covering as much football as I can, and then we're going to be coming back because I don't know if Brian or Theo even
talked about it.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
So I'm going to be helping running the High School Game Day show that we're going to be going live on YouTube. We believe 11:30 is going to be the time slot for that, so I'm going to be the director of that show, getting all the highlights together. But yeah, that's it. I'm going to get all the big plays basically everywhere. You're going to be seeing that. 2, 3, even 4 games a night every single week for this entire season.
Cage Helmsland here from ESPN West Palm Play. He is the reporter extraordinaire. You're going to see his face. If you like high school football, you're going to meet Cade this year. Let's put it that way. Somewhere, somehow, some way, you will cross paths with Cade Chumsland, just one of our many high school football, high school sports, local sports teammates who covers the latest and greatest in high school sports in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. Cade, thank you so much for your time. We would not be able to have an event like this without our wonderful, impossible-to-replicate partners such as Duffy Sports Grill. A great fantasy football season starts with a great fantasy football draft party. Enjoy private party spaces at Duffy's. Over 80 TVs at every location. Free Wi-Fi. That's important. You do not want your draft to crash, and Duffy's takes care of you with their Wi-Fi. Award-winning burgers and jumbo wings. Visit Duffy'sMVP.com to book your party. Again, Duffy'sMVP.com to book your party. Maybe you're drafting on your home turf. We've got you covered. Be the MVP of your draft party and order your party platters at Duffy'sMVP.com. At Duffy's, our game is always on. And a little piece of advice, 2-for-1 drinks. If you're of age, great deal at Duffy's. Burgers, top-notch. You really can't beat they've got going on at Duffy's. Cade, you've got a lot of work to do. I'll let you go. We'll catch you inside here at ESPN 106.3. We're going to take it home next. Don't go anywhere.
To the ESPN Top 63 Awards, presented by HSS. HSS Florida, the world's number one orthopedic provider, is a proud sponsor of ESPN's Top 63 Awards. Choose better, move better. Also presented by Smith Ball Baez and Prather, Safebound Moving and Storage, Land Rover Palm Beach, Duffy Sports Grill, Kaiser University, Shaw Sports Turf, I Think Financial, Pig Beach Barbecue, Sinorama West Palm Beach, Team IP, and the Boca Raton Bowl.
A big shout-out goes out to Team IP. Thank you to Team IP for hooking us up with all of our Top 63 swag. 30 years of being the best in the biz. Go to TeamIP.com. And joining me now live on ESPN 106.3's Top 63 special. We're counting down the minutes, just 12 minutes away until we count down from 63-1 on the men's side. For the girls' side, we count down from 10-1 of the best football players in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast from Atlantic High School. He's the Eagle quarterback. He is Lincoln Graff. You're invited here. You're on this list. You don't know where you're on the list yet, but how exciting was it to find out that you're in our Top 63 list?
Yeah, it was real cool, and you know, every graduating class in front of you, you see kids, especially from my school, you see kids that are getting invited, and you know that's like something, it's for your senior year, that's something you want to be a part of, and it was just awesome, and me and some couple of my teammates, we got to be a part of this.
And your season, your senior season has begun. What did you learn from the seniors before you that kind of prepare you to be in that? You're a quarterback, you're a senior. Two reasons why you are now a leader, definitively, no doubt about that, of your football team. What did you learn from the guys before you?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to do things the correct way. And if it shows when you don't do things the correct way. So just every little thing, like even how we like talk to each other, like walk on campus, walk into practices and meetings, and just taking care of the little things so it don't become a big problem.
And practices are underway, of course. How have things gone so far for the Eagles team?
Yeah, I mean, it's getting us ready, especially like little things like weather, rain delays. It's just getting us battle tested as far as those type of things go, and then ultimately competing against each other in practice and getting us ready for this season.
Your coach Murray has joined us on the air plenty of time all throughout last season. How is he in the on the sideline during practice? How has Coach Murray helped the Atlantic Eagles throughout this program's really transformative years?
Yeah, I mean, all of our success is really credit to him. I mean, no matter where we go, we got to go with him, and he's going to take us where we got to go, and we all believe in him, and we believe what he's saying, and we believe it's the truth, and I think that's what we need. Like, we all need to believe in something, and we believe in him to get us where we got to go.
Again, speaking with Lincoln Graff, quarterback of the Atlantic Eagles. They're a finalist for the team to beat in 2024. Lincoln, how have you changed as a quarterback from your freshman year to your senior year?
Yeah, I mean, learning football, that was the first thing, especially coming as a freshman. I didn't know a whole lot. I just knew how to throw the ball, but learning how to get a group of guys to go in a certain direction and figuring out how to score points and win games. I mean, So I'd say I'm a little more of a competitor than I was coming in. But.
And you've got these sick green shoes, and you mentioned you wore them to homecoming, and you've been an Eagle for all 4 years. Why did you stick with Atlantic all 4 years in a day and age in Palm Beach County and Treasure Coast football and Florida football in general, where it seems guys are just bouncing around school to school to school? What was it about Atlantic was the home for you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't knock anybody that transfers. I mean, everybody got their different situations going on, but I mean, the grass is green wherever you water it, and I mean, I just, no matter where I go, I know it's going to be a battle to get to the next level, to get where I want to go with football, and I felt like there was no reason for me to leave. Like, I had everything I needed and have everything I needed to get there.
And you are the quarterback of our reigning 7-on-7 champion, the Kaiser Football 7-on-7 showcase just a couple months ago. How did your spring season prepare for your fall season coming up?
Yeah, I mean, spring, we played a state runner-up, Miami Norland, and that was no joke. And then we played Fort Pierce Westwood, another good team, and we practiced different. Like, we're changing our ways. Like, we're not going to be the same team as last year, good or bad. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that we're changing and building something different and having a shot of going somewhere further.
When someone pulls up to an Atlantic football game in 2024, what are they going to expect from your side of the football, from the Atlantic offense? What can they expect to see and experience at an Eagles game?
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't be bored. So you should be able to be out of your seat at least half the game, and hey, you should enjoy yourself.
And what are some goals that you have personally as a quarterback for this season?
Personally, scoring points, and whether it's me or my running backs or my receivers or my defense, like, collectively scoring points to win games and playing my best ball and building the people around me. Like, if I do well, I know I can bring people around me to do better.
Then as a team, have you guys discussed concrete goals for the 2024 season, or is it just every single week it's win that game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, every game you got to take one game at a time. I mean, you got to, every team's different, but yeah, we all know what we're capable of, and we know if we do right, like, we have a shot of going all the way. We just got to make every day that good, have that standard every day.
We always talk about the 5-6-1 versus the 7-7-2. We saw it at the 7-on-7 tournament here up the road. What makes the 5-6-1 supreme?
Yeah, I mean, I just think there's more kids in our county. So it's tough when you have less kids, though. Mm. But they got ball players in the 7-7-2. But, I mean, we, especially in the 5-6-1, we play more 305, 954 teams, so it's tougher for them to get down there and stuff, like, so we get more exposure to that.
I got a question for you. It's a little bit different off track. We're now in the day and age where NIL is legal for Florida high school students. Let's say this. Pretend imaginary sandwich shop goes, hey, Lincoln, we're going to name a sandwich after you. It's going to be called the Lincoln Graph. What goes on that sandwich? Or you can say, that's my sandwich, because I love every single ingredient on that. What goes on Lincoln Graph?
It's just going to be a Philly cheesesteak. That's all it's going to be. Yeah.
So what goes on your Philly cheesesteak?
Oh, I mean, it's real basic. Just, okay. Just steak, cheese, onions, and peppers. I'm good.
Do you do cheese whiz like they do in Philly, or do you do it with, like, provolone that I like it in the menu?
No, American cheese.
American cheese, none of the above. Okay.
No, American cheese.
So who are some of the stars that are in your junior class that you're going to expect be in this building 1 year ago, 1 year in the future?
Oh, yeah. You got Kimari Walcott. You got Tyrell Owens, Horace Glenn, and just trying to get some more names. You got James Jones, and
a bunch of guys that we're expecting to see that.
Yeah,
Atlantic
no, we
Eagle
we
Green.
Should have more than this year. There should be more next year.
Counting down the days to week zero here in high school football. Atlantic Eagles looking strong as heck. Who are some of the other teams to beat? If you couldn't pick the Atlantic Eagles for 2024, what would maybe be another team that you're looking across there? Game respect game, game recognized game. They're going to be a tough out come playoff time this year.
Yeah, I mean, especially on our schedule, you got Palm Beach Central, Benjamin, you got West Boca, you got,
is there a game you're circling on the schedule this year?
I mean, especially from last year, you got to think West Boca, but every team, you know, you got to bring your A game especially playing for Atlanta, you know they're going to bring their best game against you, so you got to play every game to the fullest.
Is the anticipation killing you to find out where you are on this list?
No, I mean, rankings at the end of the day, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, so I'm just here. I'm enjoying. I'm glad I got picked to be here, but I really, at the end of the day, I don't care where I get put.
Lincoln, thank you so much, and good luck to the Atlantic Eagles the rest of your season. Good luck to you tonight on the ESPN Top 63 list. For everyone here on ESPN 106.3 and ESPN West Palm, tune in on YouTube at ESPN West Palm Play, at ESPN West Palm. 1 through 63, 10 through 1 comes up next.